Levi's, Brooks Brothers, and more. So finding clothes that look great and fit even better is never a hassle. Stop by one of our 200-plus DXL stores or shop DestinationXL.com. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Congratulations, America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted, writing we're in the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history. Still no collusion and no obstruction, his attorney tells Fox.
He's gotten 1.4 million documents. He's interviewed 28 witnesses, and he has nothing.
So Rudy Giuliani's calling for Robert Mueller's investigation to end. It has led to 19 people being charged so far, including several Trump advisors. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Giuliani says the special counsel told the president's legal team he will follow Justice Department guidance and not seek an indictment against President Trump.
That what they would eventually do is write a memorandum and give it to the deputy attorney general.
The precedent that federal prosecutors cannot indict a sitting president is laid out in a 1999 Justice Department memo, but Congress could still choose to impeach the president. Giuliani has also said the legal team would oppose any subpoena unless they could reach agreement on the ground rules. Dave.
Now, Rachel, Democrats have been critical that the president's trying to undermine the investigation. Stormy Daniels' lawyer says the president's financial disclosure yesterday proves the American people were deceived. It shows last year he repaid the attorney who paid the porn star before the election to keep quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006.
In 2016, expenses were incurred by one of Donald J. Trump's attorneys, Michael Cohen. Mr. Cohen sought reimbursement of those expenses, and Mr. Trump fully reimbursed Mr. Cohen in 2017. The category of value would be $100,001 to $250,000.
Fox's John Roberts. Britain's royal wedding is in 2 days, and Meghan Markle confirms her father will not walk down the aisle with her to marry Prince Harry, putting out a statement. Sky News' Rihanna Mills reads it.
Sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I've always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space that he needs to focus on his health.
The American actress's father reportedly had heart surgery. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
They're not human, they're animals. That's what President Trump called criminal illegal immigrants.
We're moving them out of this country by the thousands. MS-13, we're grabbing them by the thousands and we're getting them out.
I was at a White House meeting with California officials who oppose the state's sanctuary law limiting law enforcement cooperation with the feds.
The first city to reject California sanctuary policies and side with the Trump administration's lawsuit was Los Alamitos, whose mayor, Troy Edgar, attended the White House meeting.
They had the right people in the room to be able to take actions out of there and to help give us some direction on what they thought would be important for us to do.
He asked the president for help, money, since they're now facing lawsuits.
He came up and just gave reinforcement and told me to follow up with Attorney General Sessions.
He says the sanctuary laws have weakened cooperation between local cops and immigration officials, especially after talking to the head of ICE in his county.
And find out how much more difficult their job is now that they don't have the direct relationship, now that they can't work and set up shop within the jails.
He worries that undocumented criminals are simply being released. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The ground's been shaking around Kilauea in Hawaii, and there have been small earthquakes. The volcano spewed huge plumes of ash. There's also toxic air on the site on the Big Island. A few thousand people have evacuated. More than 24 homes have burned down. There's a vacancy on death row in Texas.
Love y'all. See y'all on the other side. That's what convicted killer Juan Edward Castillo said just before he was executed in the Texas death chamber last night. But then Castillo swore and claimed he could taste the lethal injection drugs, and they burned. He'd been convicted of killing a man during a robbery in San Antonio in late 2003. His girlfriend had testified that Castillo planned it and shot the victim. But Castillo maintained until the end he was innocent. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In the NBA, Houston beat Golden State, tying the Western Conference Finals at a game apiece. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has turned the Best Western Hotel Vibe project over to a former Illinois basketball player. The project's original developer could not prove he could pay for the hotel, so Doug Altenberger gets the site. He is paying the city $275,000 for the lot and is not asking the city for financial help to finish the hotel. The Idea Store is moving into Lincoln Square Mall. WCIA says it'll move into the old Art Mart store. It'll move out of its location on Springfield Avenue and Water Street in Champaign. A Champaign man has been charged with his seventh DUI. David Pribble faces 6 to 30 years in prison if he's convicted. On Saturday afternoon, police were sent to the Village Green Plaza in West Champaign, where a woman said her car had been hit in a Walgreens parking lot. The woman's husband confronted the driver, Pribble, who asked the couple not to call police. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you this morning with the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Always a good day for flowers, especially when there's sunshine and a high 85. Down to 61 this evening with some clouds. A 40% chance of showers in the forecast as we wrap up the week tomorrow. Slightly cooler for us with a high 74, low 58. 80 on Saturday, partly sunny conditions. There's a 30% chance of showers into the evening and a 40% chance of rain on Sunday's forecast, back up to 85. Right now we're at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go into our show. We've got this Bob Gibson pitching rubber to give away along with four tickets. Cardinals tomorrow night, Philadelphia, and the Illini Cardinal mesh jersey voucher.
Mm-hmm. Game starts at 7:15, so you can leave after work and enjoy everything that's happening. In fact, you might want to stay into the weekend. The Cardinals promotions are so cool.
Yeah.
They've got that National League Championship ring from 1968 they're giving away on Saturday.
Yeah.
And a Rawlings baseball glove for the kids, including a Six Flags ticket on Sunday.
No, they're red Rawlings baseball gloves. I mean, they're the real deal.
I know it.
No, I don't know. I noticed the Cubs are giving away a Star Wars t-shirt.
Hey. That's something.
They'll catch them in that area. They're ahead of them in baseball.
Although I think the Cubs just think, you know, people are coming anyway.
Well,
so
at this
why
point,
treat them to a treat?
Focus on another World Series, perhaps. Anyway, Cubbies lose last night down in Atlanta. It was lots better than anybody thought. Cardinals beat Minnesota, finally. 7-5 wasn't easy, but they did beat Lance Lynn, their former teammate, and that was a good one. So if you look at the standings, because they're so darn close, you've got Milwaukee and Pittsburgh still tied atop the NL Central. The Cardinals are one back. The Cubs are two back. Who will emerge? I mean, the Cubs are certainly favored. They're the best team. But who will emerge? Pittsburgh's not supposed to be there. Milwaukee thinks they should be there. So what the heck? Anyway, more on that as we go. We'll call the White House later. John Decker standing by at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for our live hit coming up at about 35 past. But right now, happy to welcome back to the program. I don't know where she's been. She's been avoiding me. Chair?
Not at all.
Chair of Presidential Studies at Hofstra University. We've never voted the same way, but I love her dearly.
I don't think I've ever said who I voted for.
I can tell, Missy.
You're making a prediction. I don't make predictions anymore after the surprises of the last 2 years.
It's Dr. Mina Bose. How have you been?
I'm fine, Stevie J. Thank you for having me back. It's good to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. I would take your class in a heartbeat. It would be awesome.
I'm grading final essays now, so this is a nice break.
Oh, boy.
They're actually excellent essays. So.
Well, good. I'm sure you have very learned people that learn a lot in your courses. Okay, so the whole North Korea thing, I haven't believed a minute of it. I've been hopeful,
I've been prayerful. I want this to work. I think it'd be great for humans and the world. Where do you see all of this?
Well, you know, CVJ, in some ways, when this was first announced in April that there might be a summit meeting, I just thought there's no way. I mean, how would we go from, you know, the call it rocket man, the kind of inflammatory rhetoric, the North Korea's hydrogen bomb test last September. I thought, this isn't going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you kind of see June 12th, Singapore, and I wondered what, in 2 months? So in some ways, I have to say, with this latest tension over whether there will actually be a summit meeting, in some ways I think the surprise will really be just what you said, if there is a summit meeting. If there isn't, then there's still plenty of time to move forward. But I think if there is a summit meeting, it will be fairly preliminary in substance. And if there's not, then that's really to be expected. I mean, I will say, I think I've been reading about Ronald Reagan recently, and it's not making a comparison between President Trump and President Reagan, but Reagan went from calling the Soviet Union an evil empire in 1983 to 4 summit meetings in 4 years in his second term. So culminating with the INF Treaty, the summit in Moscow, which was actually 20 years ago this month. So change can happen swiftly, but over a period of 2 months is would be pretty unusual.
Well, and then you have to, what Reagan said, trust but verify, and will they allow that? We've struggled with Iran allowing us, you know, in at a moment's notice kind of verification. So to really trust and to understand that, you know, people that hate us, and they're going to do what they have to do to survive. My question in all this is, what's Kim Jong-un want out of this? What is his end game?
Well, I think that's the question that a lot of analysts from the U.S. side have been asking, and internationally. And, you know, I think there has been Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has talked about investment in North Korea. That is clearly would be an incentive given the state of their economy and the starvation of their people, frankly. But you have to kind of balance that with these concerns about, Pompeo has said, right, full, complete, verifiable denuclearization. There are a lot of steps in that process. And, of course, the National Security Advisor Bolton's comparison to Libya did not help. Obviously, that's not the parallel that North Korea seeks. So, you know, kind of understandable slowdowns in the process, or, you know, kind of minor, not minor, but kind of obstacles. And where it goes, I think the surprise would really be if a meeting happens in 4 weeks.
All right. So can you compare any of this? Because I don't know if you can, because I think East Berlin wasn't as bad as North Korea, but they assimilated somehow. Is it possible? And how many trillions would it take to take this unbelievable poverty and also the concentration camps, the way he's treated his own people? I just think there's a lot of people in North Korea that want him dead. So I think there's all kinds of issues there.
It's very hard to compare, because during the Cold War, East Berlin was not isolated. I mean, North Korea is really, for the past 65 years, has been kind of an unknown entity. I mean, there have been stories written, and of course we've had the 3 prisoners that were just released, the horrible story about the student last year who died after a year in prison, Otto Warmbier. Yes, his father went to the Olympics, right, with the vice president. It's just, it's very difficult. I'm not sure that we have an easy parallel with North Korea, because it would take many steps. It's not just the money, but the integration into the international community. And I mean, North Korea is basically surviving with the rule of this one family. And so how long that can continue, I think, is an open question. But I mean, how long that could, we could be talking months,
years, process.
It's just, so that's why I don't know that we can say. It's not like the Marshall Plan, where this investment of $13 billion after World War II, was the European Recovery Plan. There you were working with countries that wanted to reintegrate into the international community, and even during the Cold War, it wasn't complete isolation. North Korea's
a completely different entity.
So really unprecedented. I mean, there's nobody really to compare it to in modern times. I mean, this is kind of a first. So if North Korea and South Korea said no more war, that would be a first step. And even though they canceled that meeting with South Korea, I guess we remain hopeful. I mean, you can hope, and we'll see. I don't think it'll happen, but, man, would that be great.
Well, I mean, it would certainly be important for the North Korean people and for the security of the international community. You know, you don't want an unreliable person, someone who's unpredictable with control of nuclear weapons. And so that is obviously a danger. But it's a pretty complex process. And, yes, to answer your question, I don't think there's an easy comparison in modern times. And if you go back to before World War II and look at other dictators, completely different political environments. So this is uncharted territory.
Mina Bowles, if you want me to help grade, just scan and send them. I'll get the red marker out. I'll be happy to help you.
We'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, that's a solid response. We'll keep it. Let me get back to you on that one. Dr. Mina Bowles, BOSE, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right, Chair of Presidential Study at Hofstra in Long Island, New York, teaches courses on the American presidency.
That's something where you would excel.
Yeah, I would.
Since you know the order, anytime you see Stevie out on the street, you know, walk up to him and shout out a number, and he'll tell you
between
what
between 1 and 45.
Of course.
Yeah, can't go to 48 or something. We're not there yet.
Like, for instance.
No, pick a number.
Number 17.
Yeah, that's easy. It's Andrew Johnson who took over after Lincoln was assassinated. Anyway, I would be in the front row, and she'd say, would you please put your hand down? I'm trying to teach here.
The horse shack.
If anybody remembers, welcome back, Connor.
Exactly.
Let's check your sports headlines at 7:16 ESPN 93.5.
You know, I know we're setting up a giveaway for the Friday night Bragging Rights theme game with the Missouri fans versus the Illini fans. Jake Arrieta to the mound.
Yeah. Well, see Jake Fields.
Exactly.
Should have been with the Cardinals.
Against the Cardinals, Michael Wacha on that night. So, in any case, at 6:15, they'll be taking on Philadelphia this evening, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Cardinals win yesterday over Minnesota 7-5. Right now, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Minneapolis, the Cardinals and the Twins played a lengthy game, 3 hours and 50 minutes, with the Cardinals outscoring Minnesota 7-5.
The Cardinal bats came alive, 13 hits for the Cardinals, three-hit day for Matt Carpenter, home run for Tommy Pham, a lot of good things happening offensively, and a number of Cardinals getting hits the other way. We hope that that can continue on the homestand.
The day started with a two-out base hit, driving in two for Dexter Fowler, and then Carpenter had his breakout day. But Cardinals starter Miles Michaelis fell an out short of being eligible for a win.
He was good, but not good enough to get the win. The Cardinals bullpen bent a little bit, but Bud Norris picking up save number nine.
And the win went to Jordan Hicks. Hicks is 2-1 with the victory, beating Lance Lynn 1-4. And Bud Norris earned the save. The Cardinals play the Phillies tonight. We're on the air at 5:20 from Busch Stadium.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Atlanta beat the Cubs yesterday 4-1. They've got another game tonight, 6:35 first pitch on U.S. 105.9. Pittsburgh over the Chicago White Sox 3-2. White Sox will host Texas. Illinois-Nebraska should be a good game tonight, the last series of the season, if you'd like to catch that. Speaking of the Illini, our golf team second, and now head off to the 11th consecutive NCAA championship in Stillwater, Oklahoma. They were right behind Oklahoma State, so this is kind of home territory for them.
Home course for Oklahoma State, but I tell you, the Fighting Illini Golf, Mike Small, 11th straight. Weather brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Online, CMIclean.com, where all the equipment is, or all your disinfectants, whatever you need. Betsy and Brad Parks, local owners, happy to help you. CMIClean.com or call them 359-6262. CMIClean.com.
Sunny and breezy with a high 85. 61 our low tonight with more clouds. A 40% chance of showers in tomorrow's forecast. High 74, low 58. Partly sunny by Saturday, though. It's play it safe with Carl. It'll be fun at Leonard Recreation Center. High 80 expected. 62 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We're going live to the White House in about 15 minutes. Our weekly update, John Decker, Fox News ace reporter, joins me at 7:35. Coming up on now, 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
The Fox Business Network. Walmart is reporting a strong quarter. Its sales at existing stores rose more than 2%. Its sales and earnings were stronger than expected. Walmart says its partnership with Lord & Taylor to sell fashion online will be launching in a few weeks. JCPenney is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected. Sales increased slightly, just 0.2%, and Penney says its business this year could be weaker than forecast. Kroger is stepping up its online grocery business, buying part of British online supermarket company Ocado. The two companies have a partnership agreement. Kroger will use Ocado's technology to set up automated warehouses in the U.S. Kroger owns multiple supermarket chains, including Dillon's, Fred Meyer, and Ralph's. The Dow was up 62 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 46. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends. Pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit Addie's.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
Hey, it's me, your old AC. We need to talk, man. I'm out of here. Trust me, it's not going to get much better. I need to be replaced. Call the experts and get a new air conditioner that will save up to 50% on energy bills. Go ahead, do it. I'll be right here. Whew.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, save up to $4,000 on a new home comfort system. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people, Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
ESPN 93.5, good to have you listening on this May 17. Go live to the White House coming up. Chance to win after our interview, John Decker. If you're around and you can text in, we'll give you a chance. I think it's valued at about $400 or $500, but I'm not exactly sure. Cardinals gave these away, and they don't have a ticket value on them, but you know they're at least $40 tickets. That's $160. I know the jerseys are at least $80 to $100.
Right, Mike. 359-2255. My business partner won the tickets for the Cardinal game tomorrow night yesterday. We're super excited to get our orange and blue Cardinals jersey and hopefully a Cards victory. Thanks, Stevie.
Is it orange? It's blue.
Well, navy blue with the orange
eye.
Yes.
And then there's a Cardinal orange Cardinal.
I think their
it's
logo
STL.
Is orange. Yeah.
Yeah, STL. And that's, no, we had it in our hands and we didn't run out of the door and run down the street with it, but we gave it back, but we had them as jersey. Giving out quality things like that, people tend to come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a week from tonight, is this something? A week from tonight's patio play, starting at Houlihan's.
Awesome.
So that's something to keep in mind. They got the whole lineup for Houlihan's at the I Hotel and Conference Center. A week from tomorrow night starts Coco and Sparks and Company.
Nice.
What else do we have on the schedule?
I believe that's Kathy Harden's stage name.
Well, now she's later at Kathy Harden, David Cooper, so maybe she's going twice.
Oh, okay.
Which would be really, really good for them, for Houlihan's. Big Blue Stem and Big Blue Stem String Band.
Yes, they're more of a bluegrass folksy sound.
Well, it's not like orchestra, because that would be more my style. Yeah, could you turn that violin down just a little bit?
Plethora of instruments.
They got a whole bunch of things. Anyway, it's all at the I Hotel. You want to go and meet at Houlihan's and have a nice business lunch sometime. It's the place to go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Love going over to see Sam. It's just, it's the best property in downstate with everything in there. I mean, it's just fabulous. I love going to Starbucks. But Houlihan's restaurant with that fabulous steak wedge salad. Visit today at 1st Street and St. Mary's Road.
Mm-hmm.
Say hey to Sam.
I love sitting on that patio.
Yep. Week from tonight starts the patio play for dinner. Listen to your music. That'll be awesome. Okay, a few headlines. A couple of trustees, according to the News Gazette, went over to Oklahoma to talk to the new chief of the Peoria tribe. Learning a little bit about some mediation of some kind here.
Okay.
Where's
that going?
Well, that's a good question. See, I had the brilliant idea we could call ourselves the Fighting Illini, right? Kind of what we are.
Right.
And we're the Fighting Illini, and out comes a soldier dressed in World War I, World War II, and then a hologram of the chief standing while we sing the 3-1. What's wrong with that?
So I think it's a good
part
idea.
Of the history. We're Fighting Illini.
Mm-hmm.
And no dance. Hologram.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
How do you do a hologram? I don't know. We invented the dang transistor here.
You know what? We can figure this out.
Oh, so that was my brilliant
and
idea.
And that is why we call it Fighting Illini, is our soldiers.
Soldiers. World War I, some World War II, predominantly World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dedicated, of course, to the Red Grange game in 1924.
And when you go to Memorial Stadium and you see the base of the pillars there, it's just very moving.
Yep.
See all those names.
So that's in the headlines. David Pribble is a guy with some issues. He's got caught seventh time DUI. What do you do?
I don't know.
Listen, it's not like, oh, he's dumb. This is a guy that's got issues with alcohol, and he's not alone, but the crossing the line is, I guess if you're at home and you're drinking yourself to death, but when you get in a car, you're a time bomb. Hit somebody over at Village at the crossing at the Walgreens there, and just, you know, fender bender kind of thing, but you're drinking.
And said, don't call the police.
Don't call the police. And they went to his house and found him in the closet with alcohol on his hands. I had another drink. Anyway, this is called the alcohol one is winning. And it's addiction can do that. It's at some point it's overcome. It just overwhelms an individual. But you get help. And then you continue to get help for the rest of your life. You're called a recovering alcoholic. Because you're always recovering, but you can never touch it again. I mean, that's the thread in alcoholism. I mean, it's a sad situation. He faces 6 to 30, but people that just continue over seven times, how many chances do you get? It's unbelievable. I told this story before when I was on jury duty. I was on this case, and the guy was in the passenger seat, and I think they were selling a joint. I'm going, why are we here? It was his 10th conviction.
Oh, man.
I thought the defendant was going to fall asleep in court. I said, he is so casual. I'd be a little nervous about 10th time. So we have an amazing justice system. Not perfect, but best in the world to give people so many opportunities to straighten out their lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 728, John Decker, live at the White House. Next, ESPN 93.5.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanic.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's marking the one-year anniversary of the special counsel Russia investigation with a tweet, again calling it the greatest witch hunt in American history. His attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox the president wants to testify.
He wants to give his side of the case, which he believes is the truthful one. He keeps saying to me, I never talked to any Russians. I had nothing to do with any Russians. What is this nonsense about Russians?
But Giuliani says he's concerned people on Robert Mueller's team won't go into an interview with an open mind. The soon-to-be royal bride, Meghan Markle, announces that her father will not be walking her down the aisle at the wedding on Saturday.
Meghan Markle, in her first official statement out by Kensington Palace, writing, sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. Thomas Markle has told TMZ he was having heart surgery.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Yeah, I had a chance to visit with some country financial agents yesterday over at the Farm Bureau, where they are located, Farm Bureau building, and chatted with country financial agent Jesse DeHaan. Her daughter just graduated U of I business degree.
She's awesome.
Yeah, really enjoyed chatting with Jesse. Country financial agent Jesse DeHaan can handle all your insurance needs. She sponsors our local news right now. That's country financial agent Jesse DeHaan, 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. Call her for all your insurance needs. 352-3466. You really like Jesse DeHaan. 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has turned the Best Western Hotel Vibe project over to a former Illinois basketball player. The project's original developer could not prove he could pay for the hotel, so Doug Altenberger gets the site. He is paying the city $275,000 for the lot and is not asking the city for financial help to finish the hotel. The Idea Store is moving into Lincoln Square Mall. WCIA says it'll move into the old Art Mart store. It'll move out of its location on Springfield Avenue and Water Street in Champaign. A Champaign man has been charged with his seventh DUI. David Pribble faces 6 to 30 years in prison if he's convicted. On Saturday afternoon, police were sent to the Village Green Plaza in West Champaign, where a woman said her car had been hit in a Walgreens parking lot. The woman's husband confronted the driver, Pribble, who asked the couple not to call police. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, somebody texted 359-2255. You can always text. Coming up, your chance to win this massive Cardinal prize, Bob Gibson commemorative pitching rubber and the mesh jerseys. Four tickets to the game as well for tomorrow night down in St. Louis, Philadelphia against the Cardinals. Okay, somebody text.
Well, how much do you think that $500 million settlement will hurt Michigan State students? I can see a hit being spread through tuition.
Well, who pays it? It's you and me. I mean, it's the people in Michigan, right? I mean, if Illinois had to pay out $500 million, it comes from the state, which is taxed. So it's the people.
I think the number of athletes is 332 that were affected in
this. You have to be kidding me. So what, everybody gets $1 million, $1.5 million? I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know. It's odd.
That's a whole doctor that abuses gymnasts and athletes for decades.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Another text in saying, ridiculous, how does somebody get 7 DUIs? Obviously, our system is not working.
I think it started, and we were commenting, see, if you get a DUI in Champaign County, that's really going to be bad for you.
Yeah, we're known for being pretty strict.
Going to be very bad for your life. There's no doubt about it. But I think it all started in 86 for this guy, 1986, and I think his last one was 2002. Yeah, most recent was in Douglas County. The first one was Vermilion County, so it wasn't Champaign County. Judge John Kennedy, who I know is a good man, set his bond at $10,000, told him to come back court May 22 with a lawyer of his own choosing. But even him out on the, if he told him to come back again, would you trust him not to get behind the wheel again? I don't know, because people that lose their license and are DUI, that doesn't mean they don't drive. They get vehicles somehow, so... 735. Ladies and gentlemen, every week we call the White House. Seriously, we do. And we're going to do that next. Our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at Watts with two T's, wattscopy.com.
All right, we've got sunshine and a high 85 expected today. 61 our low tonight, more clouds. We've got a 40% chance of showers as we wrap up the week tomorrow with a high 74, low 58, 80 with sunshine back in the forecast on Saturday. But then some clouds as we come into Sunday with a 40% chance of rain and a high 85 expected. 64 now on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. I think that should be on your ringtone myself.
Yeah, I like that idea. That's a good one.
And then leave it on when Sarah Huckabee Sanders is calling on you.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd listen just for that ringtone going on. You'd end up calling me every day, like five times during the press conference if that happened. Yeah. I know you, Stevie.
Yeah. One more time, John. Here's another question. Yeah, tell her.
John Decker, Ace Fox reporter at the White House this morning, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We talked with Dr. Mina Bose earlier in the hour, a little bit about North Korea. They threatened to cancel, a little whacked out because the drills that were going on at DMZ and all those lines there were just kind of normal. But who's surprised by erratic behavior from Kim Jong-un?
Right.
I hope it still happens. Would you go, by the way?
Yes, I would. Fox has already said that when this particular summit takes place, and hopefully it takes place on June the 12th, but I will be covering it for Fox.
Come on, man. Let's go. For John's career, Kim, come on. What do you think? Well, how do you read the whole thing?
I think it's a little bit of bluster on North Korea's part, you know, trying to show that they have, you know, a little juice, too, that they can, you know, if need be, put the U.S. on its heels by threatening to not take part in this summit. So I think that's a little bit of what's happening here, a little gamesmanship. And, you know, I heard Kellyanne Conway today, and she said, look, it's going to happen. It may not happen on, they're actually saying it may not happen on June the 12th, but it's going to happen. And hopefully she's right in that regard.
Yeah. Well, again, it's good and hopeful for the entire region. I think the world, but it's just almost too good to be true. And you're hoping that they can still talk to South Korea and end the war, which has gone on for 65 years.
Well, that's right, too. So they canceled a meeting that was set to take place yesterday in South Korea. And it concerned, you know, obviously the lead up to this summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. That's not a good thing when they cancel that meeting as well. But, you know, things, I think, this week are a little off track, and they're a little off track, Stevie, because of some of the things that John Bolton, the president's national security advisor, said on one of the Sunday morning shows, saying the model for North Korea is Libya. And, you know, obviously North Korea paying attention to what John Bolton's saying, and they know the way that Muammar Gaddafi ended up, which is dead. And so they said, that's not a good model for us.
Well, I wonder.
And I think that's the reason why they've said that they may cancel this summit.
John Bolton shouldn't have said that. I don't get that.
He should not have said that. That's one of those things where, you know, you keep certain things close to your vest. And that's one of those things where you don't have to disclose everything publicly. And I think, look, as a result of him saying that, North Korea, they have no other way of guessing or knowing what the U.S. is thinking. So when they hear from the National Security Advisor saying that, they take him at his word. And so let's hope that the diplomats behind the scenes, including the National Security Advisor, are cleaning this up so the summit does indeed take place on June the 12th in Singapore.
May 17, when did everything change and turn for the midterms regarding political speak, or has it already?
I think it's too soon. I really do. I think it's too soon to figure out what's going to happen, who's going to win control of the House, you know, whether the Republicans will stay in control of the Senate. But, you know, give it a few more months, you know, because a lot, as you know, the news cycle changes so quickly, Stevie, that, you know, if I were to say something today, there's going to be something that's going to come out tomorrow or next week or the week after that could change everything that I may say today. So give it a few more weeks, maybe even a few more months before we have a good sense about what's going to happen in November at the midterms.
It's John Decker. Finally, when you're around your colleagues, are you all kind of keeping your ears kind of pointy just in case, you know, they're not talking about something you don't have? I mean, is there always that worry as a reporter to say, man, I got the right thing, right? I mean, or do you worry about stuff like that?
So am I worried that I'm going to report something incorrectly?
Worried that you have everything that the other – what are the other guys talking about? Yeah, he's not going to miss the scoop. They're probably listening to you to make sure they're on what John Decker says.
Right. Well, you know, they'd have to listen to our conversation, right?
Yeah.
The conversation we're having now.
Yeah.
Because as you know, Stevie, I work at the White House. I practically do live. But I work in a glass – booth that's soundproof, so they can't like put their ear to my glass soundproof door and try to hear what I'm saying, what I'm reporting. They'd have to listen to, you know, the hourly newscast of Fox to figure out what it is that Fox has that they may not have. That's one way of doing it, right?
Yeah, unless there's a deep state and you got a lamp in there and they put a little microphone in there or something.
That's right.
We always appreciate your wonderful candid reports from the White House. Keep up your fine work, and here's hoping that you can't go on Air Force One, or do you get to go on Air Force One if you go to Singapore?
Well, we'll see. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, we'd have to decide. You know, there is a radio seat essentially set aside for those who work in radio that cover the White House. And if there are a few news organizations that wish to be in that radio seat, then we essentially draw straws. I mean, that's the fair way to do it. So I think there are going to be a few news organizations that will want to be on that flight. And, you know, for Fox, sometimes we're of the mindset, and I think it's a good way to look at things. You know, we're of the mindset sometimes it's not so great to be on Air Force One. Sometimes it's good to get to the place where the president's traveling a little bit ahead of time so you can do some previews, you know, of what's going to take place. So I'm fine either way.
That's fine.
Either way.
First class is first class on United or American, whatever.
Right.
I'll book your flight for you, John.
Warm towel, please.
Exactly, because you're John Decker, for crying out loud. You need a better agent, my friend. Come on. Listen, it's a pleasure always, John. Keep up your good work.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a great day.
You too. It's John Decker live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
He's a big tennis fan. I know I was just asking him because Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic just won in Italy. And he said, I just saw him last week in Spain. So he was able to get to Madrid.
That's where he was. He was gone last week.
Uh-huh.
Ran over to Spain.
He said Rafael Nadal lost, though, in
Spain. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is a big tennis fan. I think big tennis player, too.
Exactly.
John Decker live at the White House, 743. Cubs lose, Cardinals win, and El Central still pretty darn tight. Details coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane. I asked you which Cavaliers team would show up, the one that faced the Pacers in the first round of the playoffs or the one that faced the Raptors in the second round of the playoffs. I knew, you knew, we all knew. It would be the one that faced those gritty Pacers. It would be the one where J.R. Smith and Larry Nance Jr. and Tristan Thompson. It would be the one where Kyle Korver wouldn't show up. It wouldn't be the one that shot 50% against the Raptors. The bottom line is this Cleveland Cavalier team is not good. And Pat Beverly can call into the Will Cain Show. And Pat, if you're out there, Los Angeles Clipper Pat Beverly, call in again. We're all waiting on you. We want to talk to you. Because I was told LeBron and a bunch of role players is a lock to win the East. I don't feel confident. Never did.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up, you can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter-pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter-pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Hey, Golic, big family vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Adventurous. Make sure you pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
T-Rex tape?
Yep, T-Rex tape. Ferociously strong for all your quick fixes, even on those rough and dirty surfaces. Rip your luggage, T-Rex will fix it. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing. T-Rex tape is made with UV-resistant materials, which means it's going to stand the test of time, even in extreme weather.
Well, that makes it pretty simple. I got to get my hands on a roll or two.
Bite hard with T-Rex ferociously strong tape.
Visit T-RexTape.com to find a retailer near you.
All right, if you want to win, text in the letter I for Illini, because it's Illinois night tomorrow night. They're calling it bragging rights, but it's really Illinois night. Who's Missouri? They have a team?
Who's that stinking Missouri team?
Brad Underwood will be down there signing autographs, throwing out the first pitch.
Exactly.
I'm sure Quanzo Martin will be too, but who cares about that?
And Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Phillies.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to win four tickets to the game tomorrow night, Philadelphia and the Cardinals down in St. Louis, 7:15 first pitch. With the tickets come the voucher for the Illinois mesh jersey with a St. Louis Cardinal emblem, orange and blue, Illini block eye. It's just awesome. I'll include four mesh jerseys as well. And then you get the Bob Gibson pitching rubber.
Nice.
All you got to do is text in 359-2255, 359-2255.
And here they come. What number?
150th okay. Text. Good luck to you.
Thank you,
359-2255.
All right.
150th text wins all of this stuff. Here you go. Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
The Phillies at 6:15 tonight here on ESPN 93.5 as they take on the Cardinals with Luke Weaver to the mound. 7-5 was the final yesterday as they beat the Minnesota Twins. On to Atlanta beating the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They've got another game at 6:35 tonight on US 105.9. Pittsburgh over the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. Chicago White Sox due to host Texas. And speaking of hosting, we've got Nebraska tonight. An excellent game for the baseball team. They are 29-17 overall in the last series of the season. Catch them before they head off to the NCAA tournament, or Big Ten tournament. And this will, you know, situate their seed number. Nebraska's looking to get in. So they are number 10 right now in the Big Ten standings. Yeah. Illinois Golf behind Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State hosting the NCAA championship in Stillwater, Oklahoma. But pretty good for our Illinois golf team as second. And that's the 11th consecutive NCAA championship that we're heading to. Go Illini. Houston beat Golden State yesterday 127-105. Warriors' Kevin Durant had 38 points in that game. James Harden and Eric Gordon for the Rockets with 27 points. That series tied at a game apiece. I got to get this in for Tim with the Golden Knights 2-1 on that series. beating Winnipeg 4-2 yesterday. I know that's Tim's team, and he's very excited to see those Golden Knights moving on so nicely. Tonight it'll be Tampa Bay at Washington in NHL action in that quest for the Stanley Cup. The Capitals are up 2-1. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, anybody texting?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll find out which one of you is the 150th text to win the whole kit and caboodle with the Bob Gibson pitching rubber and the 4 game tickets here at Monite's Philadelphia Cardinal game, plus the 4 mesh jerseys, plus you can get an autograph from Brett Underwood if you can find him down there. He'll be somewhere signing autographs. That'll be fun. Okay, Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. You want a new vehicle? Give Honda a try. They're the President's Award winner for 2017, meaning they're the top 10% dealer of Honda in the country. I mean, if you heard about a top 10% restaurant, you'd go, right? Well, then go over to Honda. They got it all going on with sales and the service, and just very kind and excited to see you and all those great things. The BMW side of things is that fancy showroom with the white floors. You could eat spaghetti off that thing if you happen to have a plate of spaghetti and happen to drop it. You just crisscross applesauce, eat it off the floor. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone, drivechampaign.com. I mentioned on Saturday night I was in a pickle, and their service guy, their head guy, Travis, called and figured it out with me. Just got it all going on with Honda, BMW, Champaign. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com for Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership. Here's an award-winning guy, Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Good morning. How are you?
You're not going to ride in the Lifeline Connect motorcycle ride, are you?
No. I would not be a good ride to start out on.
Yeah, okay.
Not having a motorcycle before.
Yeah, you might get.
Probably not a good idea.
You'd be sore by Danville, okay?
Oh, man, yeah. They would not want me. They'd say, I'd have rookie written all over me.
Or you'd say, on your helmet, say, are we there yet?
That's right.
Yeah. Give the signal. Let's pull over. It's time for a break.
That's so awesome. Troy, you're terrific at what you do. I waved at your van the other day. It was in a driveway somewhere. You waved back, which I thought was weird, but.
I kept waving too.
Yeah, that's what he does. That arm never gets tired.
It's amazing. Anyway, so are we doing air conditioners?
Yes, we're doing tune-ups on the air conditioners. Yes, we are, and of course we've had several that didn't make it before we got there.
I got you. All right. Well, do that maintenance kind of like an oil change for your vehicle. Have them come out once a year to just give it a good go over.
Right. It doesn't have to be right at the beginning of the season, as long as it's done once a year, like you mentioned.
Yep. And keep the lawnmower stuff out of there and all the things you need to check the freon and the whole deal.
Yep.
Because I'm telling you, if it's 85 like it's going to be today and something to go, it's going to get real hot. So.
We're kind of a spoiled people, you know. We kind of like the AC.
I know it. Softies. But
it's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's Troy Lands, and thank you for all your work with Lifeline Connect. Talked to Brenda the other day, and that motorcycle ride's going to raise some money. Going to get that home to house 24 drug addicts that are going to get better. And it's just awesome what you're doing. You're supporting them so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great mission, and we wish all the riders well. And they're hoping to raise $100,000 through that effort.
Right.
And, you know, if they can get $100,000 on that ride, we're going to be, I think we'll be breaking ground by fall. So
exciting. Wonderful.
It's going to be awesome.
Wonderful, Troy. We'll be in touch. Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR to get hold of Troy. And have them check that AC to make sure it's okay. Hey, join us, ESPN 93.5, live on location with the Champaign County Association of Realtors, Saturday, June 2nd, for their Family Fun Day at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown Champaign. On June 2nd, enjoy free entry into the museum, games, food, prizes, music, bouncy houses, face painting, petting zoo, and more. For details, ESPNCU.com. Okay, so I have this extraordinary prize that we were trying to find a texter this morning. Is this Annette?
It is.
You are the big winner.
Yay!
Unbelievable. Wow.
Go Cards.
You got 4 game tickets tomorrow night. I see Michael Walker beat Jake Arrieta for the Philadelphia Phillies. And on top of the tickets, you have 4 vouchers that you can collect your mesh jerseys from the Cardinals. It's going to be
cool.
really Illini St. Louis mesh jersey that's orange and blue. And then you get the Bob Gibson pitching rubber, which is a commemorative item that they'll be giving out. But you get an advanced copy, of course, here because I have it sent to me. But you get it all, Annette. So exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. This is exciting.
Well, it is. And thank you for listening.
I listen every day.
We love you, Annette.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy your fabulous prize package.
Awesome.
Designed especially for her.
And she lives right there in Urbana, real close to our studios here at the Pines.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of that, people are starting to charge into our Mile at the Pines. It's July 22nd. It's at 6 o'clock.
But how do you know they're charging in?
Because I'm hearing that people are signing up, mileatthepines.com.
Already?
Yeah. So it's exciting. There's nine different waves. There's different levels that you can compete. And it's only a mile. It's not your typical 5K.
I would run if Jan Seely had it for people with last names to have 12 letters and used to have an afro. I can prove it. Then I'd be I'd win that as a category. Yeah, if you have 12 letters in your last name, you used to have an afro in the 70s, then you are in that category.
I don't know. I feel self-conscious being the only one running.
No, it's called win, baby. Win.
On Philo Road.
Oh, yeah. You won, yeah.
You got your own
winner's platform.
I am the winner of my wave. I was the only contestant.
Mommy, who's that sad little man?
MileAtThePines.com, July 22nd.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited. Listen, we did it in November last year. Was it November?
Yeah.
I had my parka on.
Yeah, it was near Veterans Day because we had all the patriotic
stuff. November 12th or something. Yeah, because we had 300 or 400 runners in November 12th. We're going to have 500 to 1,000.
Yeah, this
is going to
be
really
great.
Fun. Yeah, summertime.
So
July 22.
And it's a $20 entry, and it helps out Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation.
Okay, there. Kelly Hill, the new director there.
Exactly.
Agriculture and industry with unique banking needs. Put your trust in Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage and partner with the financial organization who gets it. Busey's roots run deep. They've only been around 150 years. The U of I opened in 1867. Busey opened in 1868.
Right on the heels of the U of I.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
The organization doesn't just claim to be strong. BC's strengths in the numbers, more than 90,000 acres under their care. 9-member Ag Services team, more than 130 combined years of experience. Ag investment clients can benefit from farm management, rural appraisals, agricultural consults. Cultivate the future of your farm with the professionals at Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. To see how Busey can maximize the yield on your investment, call them at 800-67-BUSEY or go to Busey.com. Busey.com. Visit today. Go to Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Ed's presentation last week was awesome.
Yeah, Ed Charlo.
Mm-hmm.
It's his final economic seminar.
So he says.
Legend. Oh, there you go. All right, 7:56. We've got more coming up with Fox News next.
Hey, Cardinals fans, school is out, and it's time to load up the kids and make your way to Busch Stadium. Let's go. The weekend of June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's the Ritz kickoff to summer weekend. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotions for you. On Friday, June 1st, it's the Yachty Tumbler Giveaway. You'll take home a stainless steel tumbler featuring Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina. Saturday, June 2nd, is the Cardinals Saturday Alternate Embroidered Jersey Giveaway. And Sunday, June 3rd, it's the Chris Carpenter Bobblehead Giveaway, as well as Christian Day at the ballpark. You'll be invited to listen to Cardinals players, coaches, and featured speaker Willie McGee. That's the weekend of June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Make the trip to see the Cardinals take on the Pirates. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burr Wash in Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. champagne.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. There's no better place to buy all your trees, flowers, mulch, and rock than Country Arbor's Nursery. 30,000 perennials and hundreds of thousands of annuals right here in Urbana. And we don't order in our trucks. Our perennials and annuals are grown within feet of where you're buying them. Millions of plants, bulk rock, and mulches, and delivery and or planting on everything we sell. And if you'd like to leave everything to the pros, Country Arbors has a full landscaping service as well. There's a reason why we've become Champaign-Urbana's favorite garden and landscaping center. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery in Urbana or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th. And May 17th through the 20th, The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Okay, news coming up. You know that manners and etiquette might be coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean...